Okay, we're picking up from the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilah Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. We're starting from the Tashma, but just to remind ourselves, the Tashma is bringing a raya for which question? So just to remind ourselves, we were discussing, the Gemara asked in Ebailahu, what's the halacha with regards to Gerushin? If a person divorces his wife, is that like a hakama or not? It is like a hakama or not. And the Gemara asks, what would be a nafkamina? You know, the Gemara said, maybe an example where she made an eder, the Baila heard about it, and then he ended up remarrying her on that very day. So if it's like shtika, then he could still be made for it. If it's like hakama, he no longer about to be made for it. So now we're bringing a tashma. So says the Gemara now, tashma, top of ayin beis amud aleph. Tashma, a raya from the Braisa. The Braisa tells us, emasai amru meis habal nisrok nor shus la'av. When do we say the halacha that if the husband of the arusa dies, the right to be able to remove her nedarim goes to the father? Bizman shelo shama habal. When the husband does not hear about the neder before he dies, oh shama v'hefer, or he hears about it and he was mefer the neder, oh shama v'shasuk meis bal bayom. Or if he heard about it and he was silent, but he died in the middle of that day, so the whole day didn't go through with him deciding whether or not to be making it. So in those examples, it would transfer to that only in these three cases by the Braisa, when the husband neither made an active kiyum or a hafara. So now the Gemara points out, vi amar gerushin kishtika damuna, if you're going to tell me that divorce is similar to being silent rather to than actual hakama, so lachora, this should be a raya. For, the Mishnah should have mentioned it. List nami oshama v'girish. Why don't we mention a fourth example of a situation where a person is silent? Because the Braisa is listing all the situations which the arus would transfer to the father. The Braisa should also mention this case that if the idea of a divorce is not similar to a hakama, then in this case as well, when the arus is divorcing her, it should also be an example where the father should be able to be made for such a neder. So says the Gemara, lechora midelotani hachish mamina gerushin kakama damu. And since the Braisa does not include it in the list, lechora, we have a raya from here that divorce is in fact similar to hakama, and that's why it's not mentioned, because it is in fact not something which is just silence and not hakama. Rather, it is hakama, and that's why the Braisa could not mention it, because that's not the halacha over here. So says the Gemara, that might be a good proof from the ratio of this Braisa, but continuing that Braisa, in my safe, remember we had five cases over there in that Braisa. One of the cases, the last part of that Braisa tells us, aval im shama v'kiyim, if the husband heard about the neder, and he confirmed the neder, so he wants to keep it, o shama v'shasak, umeis bayom shalacharav, or if he heard about it and he was silent and he died on the very next day, in which case his remaining silent throughout the entire day would be considered a confirmation. So then, ein yachal hafer, the father no longer is able to be made for such a neder because the arus was making him the neder. So now the Gemara points out, vi amars gerushin ka kama damu. Listen, im shama v'girish. Now, if you're going to tell me that divorce is similar to confirm, as you're trying to bring a raya from the first part of the Braisa, so why doesn't the Braisa in this safe of the Braisa tell us if he heard about it, divorced her in such a case, that would be, we're trying to bring a list of everything where the husband's hakama, the husband's confirmation, would prevent the father from being able to later remove the neder to do hafara. So why don't we mention this case also, that if gerushin is like hakama, so it should be lechora araya, that the case should be over here, that the husband, the father rather, would not be able to be made for such a neder. And yet we don't see that. We don't bring this raya in the Braisa. Shmamina gerushin kishtiku damu. We bring a raya from here that gerushin, in fact, is like a shtika. Gerushin is similar to divorce. Gerushin is similar to silence, and therefore it is not, you are able to be able to be made for a neder. That is the diuk you come from the Seifa. So the Gemara oftentimes will do that, the one indication of a Braisa or Mishnah is indicating one way, and the same Seifa of that Mishnah indicates another way. The Gemara will end off with the following line, that from here we can't learn anything, because the Reisha, you're right, seems to imply that Gerushin is like a Hakama, because it omits it, but it also omits it in the Seifa, and that implies that it's like not being making it, that rather it should be able to something that it could still be made for. So since it's contradictory indications, we're not able to learn anything from this Braisa. As the Gemara now fleshes out a little further, Ereisha Dafka, because if the first part is being Bedafka, it's being absolute and then precise in leaving out the words where the Aris heard about the Neder and divorced her, so then Nasiv Seifa Mishum Reisha. Then we have to assume that the Tana chose the latter part because of the fact that he wants to parallel the case after the first part. Meaning the Ran explains that in order for the last part of the Braisa to be parallel to the first part, the Tana is mentioning the last part of the Braisa only in the cases that are going to be the opposite of those mentioned in the first part. And since he could not mention the case of divorce in the first part, because divorce would be like Akama, he doesn't mention it in the later part either. That's how we're explaining it. So the Gemara says that would be this case over here. So then, Nasif Seifa Mishum Reisha. Is Seifa Dafka? Similarly, if the Seifa is going to be Dafka, the latter part is going to be explicit and therefore leaving it out, the Arus heard about it, and really we're assuming that's not like Akama. So then Nasif Reisha Mishum Seifa. Then the Tana chose the cases of the first part, not imprecisely because he wants to keep the cases parallel. In order for the first part of the Braisa to power the latter part, the Tana is saying only the cases are going to be, again, where you have the converse of those mentioned in the other one. And since he couldn't do that because he needs to keep them parallel, since one part of the Braisa was mentioned imprecisely, we don't know which it is, therefore we don't know which part we can learn this halacha either way. So that was the kasha, that you can't really bring the converse in. The Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the kasha, and the Gilan Hashas over here on the side, he says, what are you talking about? Is that really true? Why not, if we assume that divorce is going to be like a person's shtika, so then the Tana could have mentioned the first part of the Braisa, then what do you say? That if he's Shama and he was Shosik, and he was Megarish her on that very day. The whole Tana was, there is no parallel in the second side in the Seifa. The answer is, yes there is. Because in the second part of the Braisa, the Lashon of that he heard about it and he was silent and he divorced her on the following day, both those sections of the Braisa would then be parallel. So since they're both parallel, look, ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, why is it that this is a problem? Why is it that we're mentioning that you can't do this because you don't have the converse? You really do have the converse over here. So that lechor is a very strong kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eger. So the Rashash wants to answer this question. The Rashash says that we understand, if Girushin is like a Hakama, then you could mention in the Seifa that if you Girusha Babayom, then you could be like a Hakama. However, if it's like a Shtika, so then the Hakama is Begirsha, is the day afterwards, that's not considered a parallel case. Because that if a person is Memeis, Memeila, we know that the next day, that should be the din by Begirshin. However, in the Risha, you could have said, in a Hanami, that you could have said, it's Enoch Hakama, and therefore, it wouldn't really fully be a parallel case. So the Bailey, since it's not really parallel, so you answer, Bekivaker, that really it isn't parallel, and that's why we can't mention it over here. Okay, very interesting. Shakla Vatar. Now the Gemara continues. Tashma. Let's bring another proof from our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah tell us? Nadra vi Arusa. If she made a neder while she was in Arusa, v'niskarsha v'nisarsa bo bayom, and she was divorced and remarried on that very day, afilu lemeo, this was the Mishnah, right? Even to 100 people, avia uvayla achra mefira nedarea. The lach is her father and her last husband are allowed to be able to remove her nedarim. So what do we learn? Shvamina girsha kishtika damu. We learn from avia that divorce is similar to being silent. So diikah kama dava, because if divorce was like a hakama, mi matzi mefer arus achor nidre deukim arus rishon, would the later arus be able to uproot a neder that the first arus had already been confirmed? Obviously not. And the fact that the Mishnah tells us that she was divorced and she married on that very day indicates that the father or the husband, that either the father or the husband heard about the neder, and he's still able to be mechadish, he's allowed to be able to be made for the neder. If the first husband had been making the neder and then divorced her, then clearly he would not be able to be made for such a neder. So the Gemara is assuming that the husband is the only one who heard about the neder. Then the Mishnah is teaching us on that very day that the second Arus would be able to be made for the neder. So it can't be. So the Mishnah would be referring to the, if we're assuming right now, the Ran says, if the Mishnah would be referring to where the father heard about the neder, the Mishnah would be referring to where the father heard about the neder, then it wouldn't be teaching us any chiddush about Biyom Shamo. It's obvious that the father heard about the neder on that day. It can only be removed on that day. So that's what we're assuming. Clearly it was the husband who heard about it. So the Gemara says, so really, he must have been silent, and that's why he divorced her. So the Gemara says, Achamai Askina. No, what are we dealing with over here? Bishelo Shama Arus Rishon. We're talking about a case where the first Arus did not hear about the neder. And that's why the divorce is not considered a confirmation, because he never heard about it. So there's no raya to a case where he hears or doesn't hear about it. So the Gemara says, though, Ihachi, if that's the case, that the Arus didn't hear about the neder, my iria bo bayom. So then why does the Tana mention the case that she was divorced and remarried on that very day? Afilu achar mea yamim nami, even if she was divorced and remarried after 100 days, the father and her last husband be able to remove the neder. They didn't hear about it today. So the Gemara says, make us a following again. So we must assume that it was shalosh shama arus v'shama av. The Mishnah is referring to a case where the arus doesn't hear about it, but the father did taka hear about it. That's why you only have biyom shamo. Debo bayom u'dematzi mefer. Only on that very day can, if she does a kiddushin on that very day to somebody else, aval mikan ve'ilach lo matzi mefer. But from that time and onward, the husband would not be able to be made for such a neder. So the Mishnah is specifying that she was divorced and remarried on that, on the Yom Shamo, on that very day, because it's dealing with a case that that the father had heard about the neder. That's why you only have one day. And we don't have a raya, what would be the din when the husband hears about it? We don't know. If the husband hears about it and divorces her, we don't know what the halacha would be, because the Mishnah is not talking about that case. So we have no raya. Fine, let's bring another raya. Tashma, the Mishnah is going to be later on, right before Petes. So the Gemara says, Tashma, what does the Mishnah tell us over there? Nadra bo bayom. She makes a neder on the day of her marriage. Girsha vechzira bo bayom. And her husband divorced her and took her back on that very same day. Eino yachol lahefer. He cannot then later revoke that neder. Shema mina girshin kakama dama. We see from earlier that divorce is similar to confirmation. If it's the same husband, he's not allowed to be made for such a neder. So the Gemara is assuming that we're dealing with a case of an arusa. So the arus marries her. He hears about the neder. He then divorces her, and then he himself remarries her. He's not allowed to be made for such a neder. So lechora, this is a raya brura that the gerushin is like hakama, is like confirming, because he already confirmed it, and now when he's remarrying her, he's not able to be made for such a neder. Fine. I was just wondering why couldn't he be made for such a neder? Because let's say it was hakama, even if it was hakama. But now I don't know, I'm a little bit misuvak. Let's assume it was a full-fledged hakama, but it's still b'yom shamo. So why can't it be made for neder out of the fact that it's still in the yom shamo, even though he was in a different state of marriage? So what? A little bit tzarachir. Okay, that was my question on this point of the Gemara. But either way, let's continue. So the Gemara rejects this as a raya anyway. So the Gemara says, Amre, hacha b'nesua askinan. Here in the Mishnah, we're talking about a nesua. And that's the reason that he cannot remove such a neder, because in a baal made for bekodmin. We're talking about Nesua, and the lacha by Nesua, specifically by Nesua, you cannot remove previous Nadarim. I would have said, really, meaning l'olam, we're going to assume that when it comes to a gerushin, it's not considered hakama. And the case of an arusa was divorced and then remarried on that very day. The arus heard about a neder. The law halacha might be that in a chanami, that the second arus would be able to be made for the neder, just like anybody else can. So the reason that the Mishnah tells us in this case, in that very case, that the husband who's divorcing her cannot remove the neder is because they had gone through nesuin. They had done nesuin, he brings her into base, so let's assume, like, he consummate the marriage. So then when he divorces her and subsequently remarries her, that the halacha would be, he cannot be made for such a neder. Because we learn in Daf Samazayin that an arus is able to remove his nadarim of his previous nadarim of his wife, that which he were before his marriage, but the husband of a nesua is not able to. We learned over there that halacha. So the reason is because an arus is removing the nadarim only with the father. In respect to the father, the nadarim never left her. It's not considered something that wasn't there. That's the Ron explains that. So in the case of an nesua, however, the husband he's doing independently to something that didn't exist under anyone's jurisdiction. So therefore, you're not able to be made for such nadarim. You're not able to be made for such nadarim. So what comes out, if the husband divorces his wife and remarries her on the very day, he cannot remove the nadarim from his first marriage if either that first marriage or the second marriage had been nesuin. If she was an arusa the first time and then a suin, and then the second time, you can, because the father is still in the picture. So it's considered still present nadarim because the father had the reshus the entire time. He never lost the reshus of the father. However, when it comes to nesua, where the father is leaving the reshus of the father in gansin, so then there would be, the lacha would be over there that you would not be able to be made for such a neder. So the shayla that the Rashash is medayik from the Ran over here, that the husband of the nesua cannot remove the nadarim that she made while she was an arusa if he had divorced her and then remarried her. What about that a husband is he allowed to, after nesuin, can he be made for a neder that his wife made during the erusin stages? Because he never really lost the full reshus. He was a partial baila with the father in such a case, and then it became a nesua where he is the kol kolo baila. So I could hear that in such a case, says the Rashash, maybe the Ran, or he's medayik in the Ran, that would be such a neder, even though you had nesuin, it's considered always in his domain, and therefore you would be able to be made for such a neder. However, the Rashash himself is moda that others seem to indicate where you make the neder at any point and you go to nesuin, that's considered a new stage, and the husband is not able to be made for such a neder. Okay, that's a big shaila. But that's a very interesting question, but that's what we're learning from over here. So the Gemara says that when it comes to a nesua, we see from over here that ein abal may fair bekodmin. So the Gemara, we don't have an answer to the Gemara. So this is an evayah d'lo yishita. So the halacha is that the Ran quotes the Ramban. It tells us that we have to be machmir and tell us that it's a safek daraisa l'chumra, and therefore we have to be machmir. However, the Ran himself quotes the Rashba, though, who says that the Rashba tells us that, what do we mean? We learned earlier that this is not going to be the halacha, that we see Bisar Raya from Shmuel, that this should not be the case, and therefore, the halacha would be, you can't be mekel in such a case, because Shmuel already told us that before. The Gemara now has Masilpak, but in Shmuel, the halacha was that, we would be able to be mekel, so that's a machlokas Rishonim, how to paskin. I think Allah Almighty, we are machbar, I didn't have a chance to double check Shulchan Aruch, but that's how the Rishonim paskin. Okay, turning on to the next, but now we're up to the next Mishnah. Derech of Talmidei Chachamim. This is the Derech of Talmidei Chachamim, and Shalom Isabito Yotzeh Metzla. So, over here, by the way, it's not, sometimes we have like Derech Talmidei Chachamim, and it's not necessarily a chiyuv on everybody. That's like a Shai, the Rambam has a lashon of Derech Talmidei Chachamim v'Talmideihem, that they would only daven when they're atufim, that they'd only wear it when they have their full atifa. So that's why the practice became that we wear a talis over our head, because we want to have the atifa when we daven. We assume that that's something that's kedai for everybody to do, not just for the Derech Talmidei Chachamim. However, I think the Yekesh HaMinag, if you go to Yekesh HaShul, that they ask, actually they're makbid about the actual meduyak lashon of the Rambam, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that what they do is that only those who are like in smicha or those who are in rabbanos, they wear the talis over their head. But everybody else for shacharis, they wear a hat. They wear a hat over their head, but they don't have the full atifa of their talis. So we with the bach, the mishabur quotes the bach, that it's good for everybody to be wearing your talis over your head and to have an atifa when we daven. The Rav held stronger than that. I don't know. He explains it with the Rama Derech Talmidei Chachamim, but he held that when you have yud gimel midos, we learn it from the Gimel Midos. When you have a Devar Shabbat Kedusha, he had other tifas like a chiv. You need to have a covering over your head. So he felt that you should always have a covering over your head. Rosh Hashter is Shlita's Machmir, Shai's Machmir for that. He recommends, even for Bachrim, that's why you're wearing a hat. Is a Shaila. Is that really a Natifa? Is you're covering your head? Is a full fledged Natifa? Is it covering? But either way, that's definitely for Shachris. If everybody has a talis, it's Kedai to, if you're not a Yaki, then the Min Agolam is that you should try to put it over your head. I'm not sure exactly why it became, in certain modern Orthodox circles, you go to shul and they don't wear it over their head. I'm not exactly sure what you have to lose at all. If anything, that's the derech, the proper derech. To be davening, I think it's more Kedai. Definitely for Shmon Esrei, from Birkos Kriyat Shma, Kaddish, after that, fine. But definitely for Shmon Esrei to at least put your talis over your head. That's the side point. Why are we getting into that? Because I said derech Talmidei Chachamim. So here it's the Achrona point out here also, this is a practice which is recommended for everybody. Everyone, we should follow this practice. What do they do? Before one's daughter he's about to go into Nisuin. She's still in Arusa, so right prior to her marriage in Nisuin, they're going to consummate the marriage. Every neder that you have made in my house are going to be removed. I'm removing them, such nedar. I'm revoking them. And also, so too with the husband. He says the same thing. Before she enters his jurisdiction. So, lechor, this is a raya, by the way, for the second side that we just mentioned before, that if the husband has to say such a thing, why would the husband say this? The husband could just wait till after Nisuin and also be made for the neder. Lechor, it's a raya that you can't. Okay, that's a nice point. That not like the diuk of the Rishash and the Ran. Either way, all the darim which you have made, you have vowed before entering my lachic jurisdiction are going to be removed. I'm revoking such nadarim. And so therefore, this husband and father are doing that to be able to remove the nadarim. She misses a kindness or shusu, as the Mishnah states, because once she enters his jurisdiction, he's no longer to be made for such nadarim, because the husband of the suah is not able to remove, that he's not able to revoke those nadarim that his wife had made prior to Nisuin. So says the Gemara, Bai Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama had the question. Baal Mao Shefer Beloshmiya. What's the halacha if the husband wants to revoke all the nadarim without actually hearing about them? He says a lashon similar, like he says that any nadarim that you have that I don't even hear about, similar to like the chametz, any chametz I know about should be mevatel, right? Here also any nadarim that you make, I want to be mevatel them. I'm going to say that I want to do hafara. So the Gemara says maybe what's the tzadim? Shama Isha Dafka. Is it Dafka? The Shama Isha Biyom Shama, right? and he was made for such nadarim, right? So v'shama isha b'yom shama v'hecher isha v'kamon and v'asraya asher yasra nafshe yakumu. The hakama is in the context of the hakama. We see that it's specifically talking about the husband hearing about it. Is that specific or not? Olav dafkahu. Is that not specific? So right, that when hearing the shama isha, is that specific or not? The Karen Oda doesn't answer the question. He asks, is the same halacha going to be with regards to hakama? Does the husband have to hear about the neder or say, I like your wife, I want you to be happy with the neder that you make. Any neder that which you make, I am going to be mefer. So the Gemara says that Dafkar, with a similar question that the Karen Or asked, would that also be the same question or not? Okay, interesting question. But either way, so the Gemara says, Amar Rava Tashma. Our Mishnah, the Chor is a riot for this. Because what do we see? Derech Talmidei Chachamim, Ad Shelo Yotzeh Bito Mitzlo. And before the one's daughter leaves his jurisdiction, so then Omer lo kol nedarim shenedarta besoch besi harei hen mufarim, that all the nedarim that you have made in my house are going to be removed and revoked. V'ha lo shama, but he has not heard them in our Mishnah. It sounds like all nedarim which you have made in neder implies that the father didn't hear about them in the Mishnah. Definitely sounds like that's the pashas of the Mishnah. So the Gemara rejects. The Gemara says maybe the Mishnah is talking about lechish shama hu demefer. It's only when he hears about the nedarim that he's actually removing them, that he's actually revoking them. The father, according to the Mishnah, that all nedarim you have made, it doesn't actually affect the actual hafara right now. Rather, when he hears about them, they're going to be able to be, you need to do them a second time and be made for the neder. So the Gemara says, so then, im kain, lo shmi alei lama li lamimar. So then why does he need to even mention this declaration by the Mishnah? Why does he even mention them? It doesn't do anything. So then what's it accomplishing? So, if it's not accomplishing anything, why does he do this in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, ha kamashma, no, maybe he's doing that because, orche de tur mener banel adure, it's the practice of a tamid chachamim, young tamid chachamim, to seek out his daughter to find out which nedarim he has. In this discussion, that's the Ran fleshes out, that in this discussion, the father is discussing all the nedarim that you've made in my house are going to be removed. So he just wants to initiate a conversation with her and say, hey, which nedarim have you made, by the way? And then when Yitaka hears about them, the halacha is going to be that we'd be able to be made for such nedarim. That's the point of the Mishnah. So that's what we see from over here. So it's, there is no raya. So the Gemara says, maybe Tashma Miseifa. But what does the latter part of the Mishnah tell us? That similarly, the husband, before she comes into Suha, he also tells us all the darim that you have made in Eder before entering my jurisdiction are going to be removed. So the Gemara says, lechor, we see from over here that one is able to remove a neder from, even if he doesn't know about them. So the Gemara says, no, also here, hachanami da'amar lechishama. Now here too, we're dealing with the case where he says to her, that which I hear about, that the lashon that we have before, similar lashon, that lechishama, here also that which I hear about. That's our girsa. And then it would be basically paralleled, according to our girsa, it would be paralleled very much to the previous case. However, the Ran has apparently two different versions of the Gemara. He has two different girsas where he says, hachanami lechishama. Here too also is that we actually revoked them. That, according to this version, the Gemara is rejecting this proof in the same manner that we did before, like we have. Fine. However, the Ran has that to the first girsa. The Ran has a different girsa though, which says, da'amr la lechishamana. The Mishnah referring to a case where he says, when I hear. The husband is declaring that all the dharm that you have made before entering my jurisdiction are going to be revoked when I hear about them. So according to this version, the Gemara is explaining that the husband is able to actually remove his neder and stipulate that it should take effect when he actually hears about the neder. And therefore, upon hearing about it, is able to remove such a neder. So this is l'chora, according to this version, the Gemara can't say the same thing about the father, because the father loses his jurisdiction completely when she does nesuin. But in the case of the husband, he still has jurisdiction over a nedarim when she becomes a nesua. So he's able to remove those nedarim. So that's the Ran is pointing out, that he's able to remove such nedarim, and that would be the case over here in our case. So now, generally, you're right, the husband of a nesua is normally not allowed to remove these nedarim, but over here, we're assuming that he is able to. So the one explanation that Ran gives is maybe this is going to be retroactively. Maybe retroactively, since he never really lost four ashus of it, he was an arus, and now he's nesua, when he makes this declaration, at the very least, he'd be able to be made for the nedarim retroactively and assume that they never came about. So that's the Ran's first explanation. The Ran gives another explanation, that if the husband says that the darim are going to be removed when I hear about them, when he eventually hears about them, they're going to be not a retroactively, but when she becomes a nesua, since he never lost jurisdiction, we don't go back in time. Rather, we assume that those nedarim never left his rishus, and they're taking effect right now when he later hears about the nedarim. So that's a different version of the Ran, two different explanations in the different gears. Fine. So the Gemara now continues. Another Araya. Tashma. Let's bring Araya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to be on Daf Ayin Hey coming up. So the Gemara says, Ha'omer li'ishto, if a person says to his wife, Kol nedarim shedori ad shavam malakam ploni, all nedarim that you will make until I come back, I'm going on vacation or going on work. So then, Arayin kayamim, I want to confirm such nedarim. Lo mar klum, he said nothing. They're not going to be effective. Arayin mufar, and if ever, as they say, they are removed, revoked, Rabbi Lezer says, mufar. They aren't going to be revoked. Rabbi Lezer understanding that even though you haven't made the neder yet, you're able to make for a neder even before it's mentioned. And v'halosh, and mufar v'halosh shama, but according to Rabbi Lezer, he didn't hear about the nedarim. So clearly, evidently from Rashita of Rabbi Lezer, you're allowed to be made for such a nedarim even if he doesn't know about them. Now the Ran asks the obvious question over there. We're going to see that Mishnah. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. So what raya are you bringing? Is this Rashita's Yachid? So the Ran points out, no, the only reason that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Lezer over there is because the person hasn't made the neder yet. But if the neder was something which had already been made, they would all agree that he'd be able to be made for such a neder, even though you didn't hear about it. That's the diuk. Even though you didn't hear about it, the Chachamim would really agree. Even though you didn't hear about it, you would be able to be made for a neder where the neder was made before the woman, before the husband had gone off on his business trip. So the Gemara says, "Vilamali." No, so they hear it too. We're talking about a case where he says to the Nadarim are going to be revoked when I hear about them, when I return. And therefore, we have no raya to assume that they would be able to be made for without hearing about them. So Gemara says, "Vilamali minhashu." So why do I need them to revoke them right now? What does it accomplish? L'chishama leferla. Because let him revoke them when he hears about them, when he comes back later. So, according to the original understanding that the husband is taking effect now, so prior to hearing about the Nadarim, there is a point. So that's a kasha. Because if you revoke them now, his wife will be released from the Nadarim even before his return. But according to the Gemara's answer, that the Hafara is going to take effect only when the husband returns, so then it would seem pointless for him to do that. That Lechora is a better explanation of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, maybe I'm going to preoccupy other things at that time. He's afraid that he'll become preoccupied with other matters on the day that he hears about the Nadarim, that it will get not a grand around to be made for them on that day. So then he what does he do? He makes them hafara now, prior to his leaving, to ensure that it's going to take effect when he hears about the neder upon his return. That's able to happen. So that's how far it's going to take place when he hears about them later. That's what we see from here. So the Gemara brings another tashma, another proof from the Braisa. Ha'omer la'apitropis. If somebody says to his apitropis, this person who's in charge of all of his stuff, and minister or something like that, so where it says, kol nedarim, shenedarta ishti, all the nedarim that my wife shall make, mikan v'ashavam and kamponi from when, and I go back to the place, hefer, so, and I want to be made for them. So I'm putting you as a shaliach to be made for them when she makes them. Behefer la, and he did as his, right, as a person that he's in charge of, told him to do. So yachal, before, and I would have thought that actually there should be hafara there. Tamalomer isha yikemenu v'isha yifirenu. The pasuk says that the husband is going to confirm the neder, and the husband is going to be able to remove the neder. So we see from over here, it would have just said that the isha yikemenu and yifirenu. Why does it say isha yikemenu, another isha again? The husband do it twice. The repetition of the word isha twice. That the husband, you mentioned the mention of the husband twice to teach you that dafka the husband has to hear about it. Divrei Rabbi Yoshi, that's the word of Rabbi Yoshi. Amar la Rabbi Yonas, and Rabbi Yonas says, Matsina b'chalatera kula shulcha adam kamosu. In Kolatara kula, right, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin, we learn out that if you set a shaliach for yourself, except for mitzvahs or begufa, like tefillin and things like that, that would not work. But over here, for everything else, the halach is, shulcha adam kamosu. If I appoint you, you can do it for me. If I tell you to go mekadesh a woman on behalf, or all those other things, I can be ma'ane shaliach to do it for you, do b'dikas chametz for me. All those things, I can have you do them for me. So therefore, we should apply this principle here as well and say that one can appoint a shaliach to be able to remove the wife's nadarim. So now the Gemara says, l'chor v'afilu Rabbi Yoshia, according to Rabbi Yoshia, he uses machmir because he has a gzeres hakosu. Look around Hashem, gzeres hakosuvu. Because the pasuk of isha, I kemenu, if isha yifirenu, that's the only reason that it wouldn't work to have a shaliach. Aval dekuliyama, had it not been for that one prat in the Torah, it would have been that the shlucho shel adam kamosu, the halacha would be that we should apply the principle of shlucho shel adam kamosu, that he's like himself. Yet, v'halosh mi'alei, yet over here, the husband obviously did not hear about it, so why should that be, if he doesn't hear about it, why should it be chal? Meaning everybody should say it's not chal because the husband doesn't hear about it. Why are they assuming that it works? Now you're going to say Rabbi Yoshi would disagree, so a pasuk like Rabbi Yoshi? No, Rabbi Yoshi himself would agree that it would have worked had it not been for this gzeres hakosuv. But the fact that the husband hears about it, he doesn't bring that up as a problem. So lachora, the husband not hearing about it, lachora, is not an issue whatsoever. So over here, lechora, this is a raya that you do not need to hear about it. So turning on to the next number now, hachanami, here to the brace as well, we are dealing with a case, to amar leh, lechi shamana mefer la, where the husband says to the apitropis, when I hear about the nadarim, I want to revoke them for her. So he's just putting him in charge now for when he hears about them. So the Gemara asks the same thing we have before, lechi shamana lefer lahu. So then let the husband, when he hears about the neder, why doesn't he remove the neder right now? So the Gemara says, at the time he hears about it later. So for some of Dilma Chodina, he also is going to assume that he's going to be preoccupied at that time. Since he's going to be preoccupied at that time, and he did not remember to remove the Nadarim, so then that is not going to work over there. Okay, the Ran is a Rikhlas quoting the Gemara Nazir. Maybe we'll pick up with that because tomorrow's daf is very short. I'll pick up with the Ran's Kasha. Savar Dilma Machadina, the answer that we have over here, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with that in tomorrow's daf.